Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This is a mezuzah story, but it's actually not just about having a kosher mezuzah. It's about having a mehudar mezuzah. What is mehudar? Mehudar means beautiful. That is, that there's such a thing as a kosher mezuzah. It has all the words written correctly, according to the halacha. And then there's also such thing as a mezuzah, which is mehudar, which means that it's particularly beautifully written. Of course, everything has to be correct. But in addition to that, mezuzah is particularly beautiful. One day, Shalom Teitelman and his rabbi came to see a sofer named Rabbi Eli Gutnick, who was a sofer working in the city in Australia called Melbourne. And they were coming to buy mezuzahs for his new home. The sofer gave Shalom a choice of two types of mezuzahs. He said, I have standard mezuzahs, and for the amount of mezuzahs you're buying for your home, that would cost altogether $650. Or you can get more beautiful mezuzahs, more mehudar mezuzahs, and they would cost $810 for all the mezuzahs you're buying for your home. Shalom was not sure which one to choose, but that's why he brought his rabbi along with him for advice. Which one should I buy? Should I buy the regular mezuzahs, which for all the mezuzahs I'm buying will cost $650? Or should I buy mehudar, particularly beautifully written mezuzahs, which will cost about $810. Now, we are not talking about the case that the mezuzah is in. That's not what makes the mezuzah kosher and not what makes the mehudar. It's nice to have a beautiful case, but what's infinitely more important is the actual parchment itself. That, of course, has to be written in a kosher way. And also, in our story, we're talking about mezuzahs which are beautifully written. That's what we're talking about, the parchment itself with the writing on it, not at all about the case. So, Shalom's rabbi said to him, well, let me explain to you about hiddur mitzvah, which of course, now you know what a hiddur mitzvah is, a mitzvah that's done especially beautifully. He said, if you spend extra effort or money to buy a beautiful mezuzah or with any other mitzvah, Hashem will repay you. These words touched Shalom very deeply. Hashem will repay me for the extra money I paid for the beautiful mezuzahs. Without hesitating another minute, wrote out a check, which is a way of paying for something, for $810 for the mehudar mitzvahs, the beautiful mezuzahs. Some weeks later, Shalom called the sofer, Rabbi Eli Gutnick, and he said, I have an amazing story to tell you. What happened? When Shalom had come to buy mezuzahs for his new home, he was still in the middle of trying to sell his old home. And he said, in the beginning, the real estate agents, meaning the people who are helping me to sell the home, they said, I could probably sell my home for about $600,000 or maybe $660,000. But instead, I was able to sell my home for $810,000. A few hours after the home was sold, he was still so surprised by his good fortune. Shalom happened to be at a little celebration for his rabbi's son. It was an upshare in the first haircut for a three-year-old boy. And there he remembered suddenly what his rabbi had told him about spending extra money for mezuzahs or other mitzvahs, which are mehudar. Hashem will repay you, his rabbi had said. And he suddenly realized that Hashem had repaid him 1,000 times for the more beautiful mezuzahs. Now, we have to do a little math over here. You see, he was going to spend $650 for the regular mezuzahs. And he was expecting that he'd be able to sell his house for $650,000. But in the end, he spent $810 for the mezuzahs, and he was able to sell his house for $810,000, which means that he spent an extra $160 for the beautiful mezuzahs, but Hashem repaid him $160,000 through his being able to sell his house for $160,000 more than what he expected. So we see from this amazing story that when Shalom spent an extra $160, that beautiful mezuzahs, Hashem paid him back almost immediately, but many times over, that he was able to sell his old house for $160,000 more than what he expected. Now, we cannot guarantee that every time we spend extra money on a hiddur mitzvah that it's going to come out like this, but we do know that Hashem keeps his word, and Hashem will pay us back more effort and more money, well-spent money, that we put into our mitzvahs and our hidden mitzvahs, the more Hashem will pay us back in one way or another. And of course, the more beautifully we do all of our mitzvahs, quicker Mashiach will come. Thank you very much for joining the story of the day.